This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Today, the Senate is set to approve fast-track authority on trade deals. That'll set the stage for President Obama to wrap up the controversial Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. This is a defeat for labor unions, which wanted the deal dead. But as Nova Safo reports, this is not the end of the battle.
Labor unions built a large coalition to oppose the TPP: firefighters, environmental and nonprofit groups, tech companies. Their argument: other trade policies have cost jobs and contributed to stagnating wages. That argument's not enough, says Gary Chasen. He's a professor of labor relations at Clark University.
I don't think it's a question anymore of whether or not there will be global trade. It's just a question of who the winners and the losers are.
Chasen says the labor unions expect that legislative defeat is an indication of their diminished power.
The game is not over.
Robert Blecker is an economics professor at American University. Not over, he says, because Congress still has to approve the trade deal.
Labor could also negotiate for add-ons or side agreements or increased trade adjustment assistance or some other considerations.
Blecker says there are still enough members of Congress who are uneasy about the TPP and might be swayed to vote labor's way when it comes time for final approval. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.